welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hi, Broads.
Hi, Broads.
Did you miss Paradise? Because I did.
I did, too.
I missed it. It felt like a hot minute.
It really did.
And especially they left us on that cliffhanger.
Oh, my.
Like, what in the world?
Okay.
You're going to do that to us?
First off, I just can't believe that they actually got removed.
Oh, my God. Me either.
I
was, first of all, I was extremely, extremely depressed. Like, straight up.
Yes. That Jordan is
well,
gone.
Like, I wasn't depressed about Christian because he just was like, I just felt like he was, no, Sketchmeister.
I will say, yeah, go on.
But Jordan,
I know.
Like, give us this, he's like the salt of paradise. You know what I mean? Like, I need his little salty comments. I need, like, his little dressing
they're
on everything.
Him and Demi are the flavoring of the commentary.
They really are. And, yeah, both of them are definitely, like, narrator vibes, you know? So
yes.
It's like, okay, we're not going to have Jordan's narration anymore. Like, who's going to narrate Blake?
Now, I will say, yeah, Blake, God. I will say that I was proud, or not proud, but I was just kind of like, okay, Bachelor, way to have like stuff and stick with it.
I know. I was impressed. I was like, Chris Harrison was just like, nope.
It must
this
be,
is what
it
we're
must
doing.
Be too much of a liability.
It must be.
It must be. Because can you imagine if like something actually happened, if someone seriously hurt someone?
Oh, and, no. Like, well, and Christian was going for it.
Well, they've also got to have a no tolerance policy. Like now that Mike Fleiss has come, you know, been getting flack for what? Beating his pregnant wife.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. I'm so glad that they were like, yeah, they stuck to it, even though I was.
And you said
so
Chris
tragic.
Harrison said the show is trying to get renewed, I believe.
Yes, it's this whole big thing. I don't know if any of you broads noticed, but like on the main Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise pages, they were like, celebrate, we're renewed. The Bachelor is coming. Or they were doing like, the Bachelorette is coming back. And everyone was confused,
like, oh, what?
Going
we
like,
we thought it wasn't coming
yeah, like,
back.
Wait.
Like,
or then also people were saying, wait, are you saying like we're having another season of The Bachelorette before The Bachelor? Like people were very confused. I was very confused. I thought maybe we were going to get another season of The Bachelorette.
Holy
and like,
cow.
Hoomst.
It's
going
just Hannah again.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I would not hate it. I could. Or, you know, maybe it doesn't work out for Demi and we have our first bisexual Bachelorette season. Like, can you imagine if they like went, just hit
oh
that off the
God.
Tee, they have their first bisexual relationship on screen and then just make her the Bachelorette.
I think it, my God, that'd be a lot to handle.
It would be a lot.
I do still think, even though I think a queer Bachelor would be awesome, I think it would get insanely messy, insanely fast.
Yes, I think, well, when you have contestants probably inside the house hooking up with each other, it just changes.
It turns into like a,
like you
swim,
said before,
like
you want on one of our episodes, you were saying like, there's no lead really.
Yeah.
I mean like they could produce
it being
around
like
the
bachelor
lead,
pad,
but it would be so
everyone
filled
in the
with drama. It would be incredible, but it would feel like a different show to a certain extent.
It would be like Tila Tequila's show.
I mean, I don't know if they would have someone like Tila Tequila and her contestants on. Those folks were
wild.
They were wild. So, yes, I'm trying to think if there's any tea to talk about before we start.
Well, so they got removed and then, yeah, so I think it must be a liability. They have to have some kind of no tolerance policy. But I was just surprised. I do think that the guys handled it pretty well.
They did. They
Jordan
really did.
Surprised. I thought Jordan was going to make like a big fuss out of it. And he was just like, okay.
I was extremely depressed that they didn't give him an exit speech.
Oh, I know.
They just took him straight off.
Looks like
straight
okay,
off.
Props.
Yeah.
We're not handling this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any tea?
Any tea? I mean, I guess. Yes. No.
Well, Tyler.
The Tyler tea? I forgot about the Tyler tea. Okay. So, Broads. Obviously, we see that Tyler's been canoodling with Gigi Hadid.
They were seen at Starbucks.
They were seen out in public at Starbucks. Apparently, they were seen at, like, you know, some 7-Eleven sitch getting alcohol to go on a little vacay together.
Why are they at 7-Eleven and Starbucks? Like, I'm
like,
sorry.
Yeah.
I know stars. They're
just like us, but I don't know why they're hanging out amongst us peasants. I mean, wow, bless Gigi Hadid. If I was her, I would just be like, first of all, if I'm going somewhere, the red carpet is being rolled out always for me.
Second of all, I'm not going anywhere because I'm just going to hire everyone to come
to me. Absolutely not.
Starbucks baristas to make my latte.
latte at my house.
Exactly. Well, at this point, shouldn't there be a Starbucks already in her house, like a full operating Starbucks in her house?
Like, I would have a commune if I was that rich. Like, I would just never
leave.
Just
me and all my model friends.
Furnish villas for all of my friends. All of our favorite restaurants.
It's how we do it. But yeah, they were out spotted doing all these.
Wait, they were going to 7-Eleven to get alcohol?
Or it was some sort of some sort of drug store.
To go on a trip
liquor
together?
Store. It seems that way. It seems like they were maybe going to go on a boat, and I wonder, oh my God, is Kendall there?
Say hi to Kendall for me, Tyler.
Is Bella there?
Oh my God.
Like, of course.
Yolanda.
She was probably making them amazing appetizers. Very healthy. On brand.
Oh my God.
But he was then spotted leaving the apartment of none other than Bachelorette Andy.
What the fuck, dude? Where the fuck did that come from? Were they like, does Andy have like a podcast or some kind of show? Like,
I don't think so.
Is there some other reason why he would maybe be leaving her house? Like,
I really don't think so. Now, my brain right away is feeling very confused because I just wouldn't picture them together. Second, my heart is hurting for Oil Daddy Nick because I thought him and Tyler were friends. And I feel like this might be tough for him to see.
You think Nick still cares about Andy? It's been like 6 years.
I know, but I feel like...
No, it hasn't been 6 years, but it feels like it's been a while.
But I feel like if any of... Like, in his relationships, it seemed like he was the most, like, beat up over Andy. And then Andy threw some, like, major shade at Nick.
Oh, my God.
The other day, she posted something... Not the other day, I guess, during the Men Tell All, with Hannah's Men Tell All. And she, like, threw some shade about how her... I hope that Hannah's goes better than mine, and tagged Nick in it. And, like, she doesn't follow Nick. Oh, man. Anyways, I'm in shock.
I don't understand. I'm like, Tyler, do you even know who Andy is?
He's like, hello, lady. Are you a big fan?
I don't get it.
I'm thinking maybe like she paid for one of his ABC food.
Stand?
No, oh God.
No,
one
I was
of his, like
that
ABC
too.
Food tours.
I was that too. I was like, maybe she like sponsored something.
Yeah, and maybe he was like, you know, we always, when we see our Lord and Savior with anyone, we assume that he's having sex with them because that's what we all want to be doing with him. So
they were also like in workout clothes, it seemed. I saw the photo. It seemed like they're particularly in workout clothes.
I will say though that Tyler and Andy are always in workout clothes.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, it true. Might just be their
I was
uniform.
Just thinking that maybe they're like doing some sort of like collaboration where she's going to make a guest appearance at something.
Yes,
it's
I a
just
possibility.
Can't see. Okay, for one, he's already seen what happens when he stands outside of someone's door who he's had sex with. Obviously,
yes.
That got blown up with Hannah.
Yes, he knows at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he would jeopardize his time with Gigi.
Yeah.
Or Andy?
I don't know. Maybe Andy and Gigi are friends. I don't think so, but you never know. You never know. Now, I will say this, seeing Tyler all over the map with a few different ladies has made me realize that I don't want him to be the Bachelor because I'm so obsessed with him that I don't want anything to get tainted for me. Mm-hmm. I want him to be this holy
pure
picture.
Image.
Yes. That I have in my head for forever. Not that I'm saying that there's anything wrong with
it's
him
like
hopping
when,
around
it's
with
like
the
when
ladies.
Someone dies and you don't want to see their
exactly.
dead body in the casket.
I'm getting
you want
defensive.
To remember them as they were.
Yeah. I'm getting defensive. Like seeing him with Andy going like, really Tyler, like
that's
you're going to do that to
we're,
Gigi.
That's where like, maybe it's the ABC food tours. We're
exactly.
Like,
exactly. So I'm thinking, oh my God, seeing him as the Bachelor, like, am I going to, if he picks someone I don't like, will he be ruined for me for forever? So maybe I just don't want him to be the next Bachelor.
Maybe.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Anywho, sorry about that cricket, broads. I just noticed that.
That is not a sound effect.
We're not trying to do a little campfire with y'all. I just, it's in the studio somewhere and I don't know where it is to let him free. Okay. So obviously today we're discussing people who are going to be making money off of their millions of followers,
yes.
but they will still be having to take some meetings. And a large part of our country has jobs where you have to dress in business casual or maybe a little nicer for the office. When I worked in PR and I would have to wear dress pants and a dress shirt all day long. And I could not wait to get home and rip my clothes off because I was so uncomfortable sitting at my desk all day, which is why now when I have meetings all day, I have started wearing Beta Brand and specifically their dress pant yoga pants. Yes.
Beta Brand is an online fashion retailer and crowdfunding platform for fashion, and they want you to look good and feel good, even at the office. Because who says comfy can't be work appropriate? Their dress pant yoga pants feature ultra comfy styles designed to impress. They've got styles for all shapes, sizes, and tastes that have thoughtful details like faux zippers, front buttons, and belt loops. And they're made with wrinkle-resistant four-way stretch Ponte. Is it Ponte?
I think it's Ponte.
Ponte knit fabric, which if you have ever sat for hours in an office chair and then have to get up to go to a meeting, you know what a gift wrinkle resistance is.
Yes, such a gift. Honestly, their dress pant yoga pants are insanely comfortable, like PJ level comfy, but they look just like dress pants. It took me so long to figure out which pair to get because they have endless amounts of different cute cuts and colors, but I finally chose their six button boot cut style, which the six buttons on the front add this adorable 60s vibe and make them look even less like yoga pants. It's pretty wild. Every single time I wear them out, I feel like a gorgeous adult, okay? Picking Ember up from school, she may feel like she's in yoga pants, but she's looking like a boss. And I've gotten so many compliments from them. I swear, if I still worked in an office, I would actually only ever wear Beta brand.
Yeah, and actually when I was working, I would always go to the gym straight after, to the climbing gym. And sometimes I would forget to like bring my workout clothes in the car, and I'd have to literally wear whatever I showed up in. So these pants are perfect.
And how convenient would that be? You go straight from the office to a workout.
With no effort.
Didn't even think
at
about
all.
That. Yep. Perfect. Even easier. Yep.
Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. So you just have to visit betabrand.com/chatty, all lowercase, to get 20% off yours. That's betabrand, betabrand.com/chatty, all lowercase, to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants. BETABRAND, Beta brand.
Okay, let's get into this thing, huh?
I just pushed the microwave in and I'm done.
So aggressively. Okay, so like we were saying, we're starting...
Men get removed.
Men get removed. Well, before the men's get removed, I will say I was dying over the fact that when all of a sudden Jordan like goes for Christian, the tussle begins. Nicole's like standing up going, oh my God, no, what the hell? These are not the two men I was trying to get to fight. Stop
I want to see Clay and Christian fight. Jordan,
this is not
why are you here?
Exactly. It was like, she was literally like, no, this is not what I wanted. I'm like, girl, you asked for this. You really did. You asked for more aggression. Like, this is what, you know, obviously.
And then
now
she's like,
version.
I felt actually scared. I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, well,
I think you're okay. I have to say, Jordan, do not advocate for violence. I also like how they added in everyone saying like violence is not the answer.
Yes,
like
they were
asked
making
everyone
that very
about
clear.
That. Like, okay, ABC, I see what you're doing. But Jordan fully body slammed Christian.
Body slammed.
Picked him up like a little rag doll.
I was really impressed. Again, no, don't advocate it, but I was just more like impressed
like,
by the brute strength.
Wow.
You know?
No,
oh my
really.
God.
But I was like, you just threw that man threw him off the freaking cabana.
Again, not the character that I would assume to have the upper body that he had.
Yes,
you know?
I guess that's my point. I'm not asking my mans to do that, but still impressed.
No. And that at one point when Jordan like casually walked away and Christian was getting like manhandled and then he got loose, he was like moving like, whoo, 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 across the beach. Actually pretty horrifying. And then all of a sudden Jordan is just like, okay. And he's like going quick up the stairs, moving swiftly up the hill.
What did Jordan say? He was like, I threw like a bitch. I was like, oh my God.
It got pretty crazy. Christian's taking
his
shirt off.
That was our VH1 moment.
That was our VH1. We got our little rock of love moment. You know, like you said, everyone was kind of like, let's not advocate for violence. Mike being a king, we're like, both parties were at fault in this. Let's mediate, honey. And then Nicole was saying that she realized that this was not the aggression that she was hoping for.
No.
She wanted aggression.
Like, I want somebody to be aggressive with me in bed, not aggressive
exactly
against my fellow mate.
So yes, they're sent home. Blake at one point made some comment. He was like annoyed that Jordan and Christian could ruin paradise. He's like annoyed. I'm annoyed that Jordan and Christian could ruin paradise for the rest of us. I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure you were the one who ruined a lot of people's paradise experiences.
Yeah, including your own.
I think maybe this one 10 minutes was not what is going to happen.
Well, and then
Christina's
like,
down.
Oh, are we going to get shut down again? Like last time Corinne got allegedly raped. So annoying.
So annoying. Oh, that I know. I was like,
I just hate when paradise gets interrupted.
Like, No. So then Nicole and Clay basically end up coupling back up again, like by default. And I felt really sad because it seemed very clear to me that
she was more into Christian.
She's more into Christian.
I think it might, but again, it seemed seemed more like sexual chemistry. So I'm like, you know, maybe like Clay was actually the one that she would end up with long term, and like, you know,
but
Christian was just temporarily distracting her.
Right. Yeah, no, she's,
it you just think like, if she and Blake don't work out, you think she's going to hit up Christian when she gets home?
You mean her and Clay? I think you said Blake.
Blake is in my mouth. I remember this was happening last time. You're calling everyone time. Blake.
Everyone I know, I go outside in public and all I see is just a million Blakes. It's just part of my life now.
It's Clay. If it doesn't work out,
I would not be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
Honestly. I mean, it was just as soon as her and Clay sat down, it bummed me out because she was just continuing to be insecure. The first thing she right away said is like, the one bad thing about this outfit is it's like a sausage casing. I know.
I'm like, then why did you wear it?
Well, I'm also just like, first of all, no. Second,
no, like, first of all, you look great. Every time I see her in that dress, I think she looks amazing.
She looks insane. And it's like, you have all these people like vying, just, oh, girl, come on. Like,
it's like you're either fishing for a compliment or genuinely insecure. And both of those are unfortunate.
I know. And then she was saying that she's grateful that Clay's here. And you're the one that I wanted. It has nothing to do with Christian being like, you know, him leaving. No. I'm like, okay. She's like, I was just trying to give everyone a fair shot, but always knew it was Clay. We're like,
she was fully about to give Christian the rose.
Yeah, it seemed that way. They were like macking hard. She was, yeah. And even again, if it was just a sexual thing, it just seemed like in that moment,
in that
she was
moment,
gonna
that's
make
what
that
she
call.
Wanted more of for sure.
All right, so now we're moved to the piece where the girls got the power, and
we got the power,
we got the power. And Onyeka is very excited for the men's to woo her because her rose is up
this
for grabs.
This was just sad.
This was very depressing.
If you want to give it to anybody else, that's fine. But like, I'm just saying, like, seems like it's pretty open. So I think you should direct it my way.
She's right away said that she's down for Will's. Kevin and Mike, basically.
They didn't even try.
They didn't even
Which,
try.
Like, that message is, like, I would rather go home than, like, try to...
It really bummed me out.
It was fucking sad.
And then I was just dying, though, that not only did Cam swoop in, he also, like, threw Mike under the bus immediately because he knows that Onyeka was, like, mostly into Mike.
Know.
She's like, I heard him say that you have a cool vibe, but he's not into you. I'm like, I have a feeling that maybe he actually didn't say that out loud to anybody. but she's so bummed, and honestly it was soul crushing for me to watch because that would be really, really hard.
Really hard. I know, like, her personality has been kind of like occasionally annoying to me. She's maybe not my favorite person, but I was still like,
I felt
God, that
for her.
Feeling that the guys aren't even trying, that they're literally like, I guess I'm gonna take my cue and leave now.
Well, and you're watching literally like lines of people for, like, you know, Hannah or Kaylin or whatever, and you're just like, dude, what am I?
That's a mind fuck for sure.
It has to mess you up. It has to mess you up. And I was watching actually Love Island the other day, per usual, and one of the characters was saying to another one, and it was just, I wanted to be like, reach into the TV and be like, Onyeka. He was like, what you have to always remember, he's like, these are like 10 people out of everyone in the whole world. And like, just give yourself some grace. You're amazing. You're good. Like, as soon as you get out of there, like, it's just 10 people. Like, don't get fixated on it. But I know I would. That would be so tough.
Oh my God, 100%. And yeah, Cam was the only one, didn't even make an effort, didn't even try to woo her.
Yeah, well, and Cam was just kind of like, you gonna give me the friend rose or huh? You know?
So I'm jumping ahead, but like, I'm glad that I thought that was like pretty bold of her to send herself home.
Yeah, me too. And Cam made that comment where he was like, I think that you, like, I'm bummed that she didn't even try to give me a friend rose because I would have given her a friend rose. And honestly, I felt like, I get where he was coming from, but at the same time, I felt like Onyeka removed herself before maybe she knew that she was going to start having like emotional meltdowns on public television. Mm-hmm. Like,
totally.
Girl was about to cross that line.
Act of self-care.
Yeah, exactly. Like, feel good about yourself. Exactly. Yeah. An act of self-care.
And I also liked how she was kind of like, I don't sense that he's coming either. So I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, I think she was probably like, she had her eye on Mike and Mike wasn't interested. So like, she removed herself.
Yeah.
Oh man, it made me sad. So then we see Hannah.
Oh my God. So who did you think that Hannah was going to give the rose to?
I thought she was going to give it to Blake.
No, I knew she was going to give it to Dylan.
Did you really?
I was like, they're hyping us up. They want us to believe she's going to give it to Blake.
See?
I go, someone else is going to give the rose to Blake though, to keep him around.
That one surprised me. Yeah, that surprised me big time.
She didn't have anyone else to give a rose to though. And here's my theory on that.
Wait, she had a few other people she could have given it to. I mean, she could have. Oh, I guess at the end it was just
Katie and Chris
and Kevin and
Wills. I mean, Wills.
She could have given it to Wills. She should have given it to Wills.
But here's what I think. For one, I think she's still into him. Even though she's saying that, like, what she did for revenge.
Well, she keeps doing this thing where,
like, I'm going to get revenge on him doesn't actually do anything.
Well, then, of course, we see the preview for next week's episode and everyone's like, is Christina still into him? And they're holding hands. But she does that thing initially a few weeks ago where then she is like, I'm taking him out on this date for revenge. I mean. And then she was so soft on him.
And then she
him.
Just kind of like cried and was like, I really liked you.
Yeah. It she definitely didn't actually
do
that. But
he was like, do you have feelings for me? And she was just like,
yeah, like, was she hoping that on the date, all of a sudden they were going to have this, like,
spark?
Yeah, and he was going to confess that he was still in love with her or something. Oh, Lord.
But I think the producers also might have been, like, or she might have had the idea, like, look, if you give Blake a rose, he's going to owe you. Because, like, Christina doesn't have anyone right now. No one new comes in. Like, it's kind of a strategic thing. And Blake also has a level of guilt right now, feeling like he owes her something already.
Yeah.
And then he'll owe her a rose. Kind of like a safe,
very true
insurance for the next week.
If she wouldn't have already done that whole, like, sly move before, I would have been like, yes, look at her. This is some vengeance. Like, you know?
Okay, we'll
but
see.
Now I'm like, I don't necessarily buy this.
Also,
business.
Of course, so many girls have already been into Blake. It's not surprising that someone would come in shortly after and then be into Blake.
Who's from Stagecoach 2.
I could not. Okay, so Hannah gives the rose to Dylan.
Well, beforehand, though, the conversation, I do have to say, I was like laughing, like crying laughing when Mike is talking to Hannah and he's like, I think you need to make a decision tonight. You're getting pursued by two great guys, maybe three. I don't know your deal. Yeah. Like, this shade. Like, eight. She's like, actually, it's eight. And she said that my mom always told me to take my vitamins and right now I'm taking a multivitamin. I'm like, oh my God.
Need to find out more if I need vitamin B or D.
So cringe.
Hannah
and Blake are having a moment. Hannah, like, or Blake pulls her aside to get a drink. And all of a sudden, Dylan spots her and is like, I need to go talk to her. I'm like, Dylan, why do you always try to talk to her
when she's
with Blake?
You know why? Because all the other times, Dylan's already talking to her. The only time when Dylan's not talking to Hannah is when she's with Blake.
Okay, here's my deal. And then later on when they have their date in this episode, I definitely, I don't know. I really do. It's hard because I beat myself up over this one because I do really like him.
He seems like a nice guy.
He seems
guy,
like
yeah.
a sweet guy. And again, like, I think he seems like he's funny.
Yeah.
But my goodness, he was koala-ing onto her. Like, it was literally like a physical koala on her at numerous points.
Yes.
And so then when he pulled her aside and he set up the sweet picnic for her, I was like, okay, like, that's really sweet of him. But when the fact that he always has to do it when Blake takes her for a second, he's like, I'm going to go do it. I'm like, no, Dylan, don't do it. God, please.
Well, yeah, my issue, he seems like a really nice guy. And I know his intentions are good. He just seems time and time again to kind of act like an obsessive doormat. And she herself says, like, I love that he's been, like, so good with me through all this. I'm like, yeah, because he is so terrified of losing you. He's going to go through whatever to stay with you, which is like.
And then we see later maybe why. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But, and then Blake pulls Hannah, not to be outdone by Dylan. He wants to remind her, quote, why she had a little bit of a crush on him. What about, like, I want you to know how special you are. Like, not like, this is why you always had a crush on me.
Or I want you to remember that I have a crush on you.
There you go. Like, excuse? It just was like, dude. And then the mariachi man starts coming down. He's like, I think this is for you, Hannah.
Which I loved, by the way. Not that it was Blake's idea.
Oh, I'm all about it. You bring up the mariachi man, I'm like, well,
has nothing
to
do with Blake.
I guess we're in love now. Like, I hear that music, I'm like, margaritas, kissing. Oh my God. But, oh God, look, he's dancing again. Another opportunity for him he is the swing dancing version of Jed.
Horrible at what he does and thinks he's really good at it and thinks that it's going to make all the ladies wet.
And will never stop doing
it. And will never stop. And will somehow find a way to incorporate it into every scenario he's given an
every
opportunity
Every scene
for.
He's dancing. Literally, even when they cut to him, he's dancing.
Like, bro, you're not a swing dancer. Like, you're not good.
No. Stop. It's not. Like, stop. Stop.
Maybe him and Jed should put on like a traveling show.
Well, my thought was like, I just have a feeling that, you know, him and Jed on the town could turn some head and break some hearts.
Oh boy. Watch out.
They just have
out.
A traveling band, the but Jed plays.
And Blake dances. They're like a little like variety sideshow, like the original guys, you know?
It's a vaudeville duo.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Oh my God. So we have, yeah, everyone's kind of watching it. Hannah now has her legs wrapped around Blake. She's making out with Blake after her and Dylan were making out, having their picnic. Everyone at this point
seems over Hannah.
Everyone is around each other. So everyone is observing it now. Mm-hmm. And that's when Tayshia's like, Hannah's the puppeteer. Mike's like, girl, you better do better. Like, come on, this is ridiculous, whatever.
She's trying to figure out who she's going to give the rose to, guys.
Girl, I get it. It's just like, all right, at this point now, if I were in Hannah's position, I would find a secret cubby or some sort of, I would dig myself a hole in the sand and it would be my makeout hole. And I'd take whichever man I'm choosing to be with at the time.
Yes. Just
so that everyone wasn't staring at me.
No, I mean, I was thinking about it and I'd probably want to do that in general. The idea
I'm not so much of like a voyeur. I don't want people to necessarily.
No, that's when you're
be,
watching people. The
Never mind. I'm a voyeur.
You're an exhibitionist.
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 I'm not an exhibitionist, but I am a voyeur. That's when everyone's going, don't watch Dylan. And Dylan's like, I need to see it.
Oh my God.
And then at some point he's doing a little commentary to himself. He's like, no, it's too much. Oh God, Hannah, that's a lot. And he's crying and it sucks. Like the whole thing just sucks.
And that's why I'm like, bro, have some backbone. Have some respect for yourself. Tell her, like, I mean, he could do this. Hey, Hannah, honestly, I've expressed to you that I have really strong feelings and I would appreciate if you are going to be with other guys that you not do it like right in front of me.
Yes, communication is key. Communication is key.
Avoid that resentment.
Yeah. And
avoid
also
making yourself a doormat too.
Avoid that. And then, yeah.
And let someone know you're worthy of respect. I mean, come on.
Have a flirtatia moment. Be yes. like Tayshia and be like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm still going to like you, but this is just not going to be okay for me.
Not acceptable. Which is a very fair thing to say.
It's a very fair thing acceptable. To say. It's completely like, you know, you're still allowing Hannah to explore her options, but like, I don't necessarily want to watch you exploring them.
Yes,
like,
totally.
You know.
Totally. I don't need to be witness to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, rose ceremony. Anyeka removes herself. Derek and Demi, Katie and Chris, Nicole and Clay, Kaylin and Dean, Tayshia and JPJ, and I can't
Wait to get to that part.
We hear him saying that she's everything that he looks for in a wife, intelligent, hardworking, and the hottest girl he's ever talked to. And then she calls him, she has her little moment with him, and she calls him Romeo, and he says, yes, queen. I can't.
I have chills.
Nothing has ever been more romantic and more beautiful.
Couple of goals.
Honestly, if Evan and I do not become more like Tayshia and JPJ, I'm
We're
ending this marriage. Sydney and Mike.
Yeah.
And Kevin, I'm dying with his narration. He was just like, if he would basically give the rose to himself.
Yes, and he said, I would like more chance to pursue maybe Christina or Kaylin. And I'm like, let's be realistic.
Well, and I was just like, yeah, buddy, Kaylin, are you not seeing what's like the dream eyes happening between Dean and Kaylin? They might as well be getting married on the beach like at this moment.
Yeah.
Hannah chooses Dylan. I did not think. I thought she was going Blake. And then
Christina, Blake.
Everyone thinks he's gone. He's not. Nope. No. Cam, when he leaves, he says, always be crying. He beats everyone to the punch.
Oh my God.
So sad.
I have to say, with both him and Kevin and Wills, Wills never gets a good shot. Him and Bibiana, they seem like they're perfect for each other because they both seem like extreme catches that have no idea how to have game on TV shows, apparently.
They need to be finding people IRL.
Yes.
Which, you know.
But I want to see them find people IRL.
Yes, because they're just adorbs.
Can we have a dating show about both of them?
Ooh,
like
I would
being
be
partners
so
trying
down.
To find people to date.
I'd be so down for that.
Navigating the dating world in the city.
In the big city with the big city lights.
A big city.
All right. So Next day, we have Dylan rocking his bandana like a hot queer woman in Los Angeles, like straight up. If you've been to LA or on the Insta, all the mega babes in the lesbian community out here rock those bandanas and they all look amazed. And Dylan had the same hair bandana. I was like, I'm very attracted to Dylan all of a sudden.
Oh my God.
JPJ is walking around talking about that Blake's had sexual relations with all the women's here. So now we're wondering what's going to happen with Blake.
What do you think about, like, do you think it's done with Hannah and Blake?
No. Well, specifically because when she gave Dylan the rose, she didn't, like, they didn't have a moment where Dylan came up and she didn't say, like,
you're the one.
You're the one, even though she said that later on in the date. But in front of everyone, she said that she appreciates how patient Dylan has been.
She's like, and you'll need to continue being
you're going to have to continue to wait. Even outside of Bachelor in Paradise, we're going
to
be here.
I like to play hard to get for a few years.
It's a long journey with me. You know what I mean? Like,
you have
to
be in it for the long haul. We can be official in maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 months.
Maybe we'll court at some point, yes. Maybe in about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I'm still really sowing my oats. Mm-hmm. I know I really, you know, it's funny you say that because I really do not think that she, I really don't think that she's done. I really don't.
Can't wait to see.
I cannot wait.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, so everyone's got their eyeballs all over Blake. Everyone just wants him gone. And what does Demi say? The ghost of Blake's wandering the beach. He's like the turd that won't flush. I got an audible giggle out of that. But he's just looking depressed. And then all of a sudden we have a fun little face pop in.
Caitlin. I have no idea who she is.
You don't remember Caitlin?
Oh, I do. But I immediately remembered and then immediately remembered why I forgot.
Yes.
Because she had virtually nothing to say.
Well, that was kind of why she got sent home, yes. Right? She was the girl without the sob story.
Yeah. And nothing much at all to say.
But she definitely, like, remember when she kind of aggressively went up to Colton and was just like, I don't have anything bad in my life.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Was kind of just like, oh, bye. And I also remembered how much her and Caitlin look alike.
Yes. Oh, no, they really, really do. I said the same thing.
They look so much alike.
She's very pretty.
Very beautiful. And but yeah, just kind of like Caitlin 2.0 to me. Mm-hmm. Like Caitlin's the more,
totally agree,
more entertaining version.
Yes, maybe, yes, I'd, yes, say. Yes, yes, yes.
And I think when we get the preview of Caitlin next week, maybe Caitlin is going to be more out loud biting. Not so much of a filter. Like Caitlin's the pageant queen who's gonna be like snaky behind people's backs, but she's just like going for it to the face.
Well, wait, what? What preview? What part of the preview?
When Caitlin is talking to Christina about Blake.
Oh, I think I misinterpreted that clip.
Oh, really? Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Then. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Wait, no. Just let's do it real quick. What?
Okay. So at the very end, when she's first of all, you see Caitlin talking to Caitlin about, yes, Christina, yes, and she says that she is atrocious, and then, yes, we see Caitlin, kind of like coming for Christina and like tells her to chill. And Christina's like, do not tell me to chill.
Oh,
and
yes, yes.
She,
yes,
says to her face that you're awful.
Who does?
You hear Caitlin saying to Christina, you're awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have
I misinterpreted what you said. I thought you said that we're going to see Caitlin coming for like people. So that's why I got
even
confused.
Though I
were saying, you're saying that Caitlin's the version of Caitlin, yes, that goes for people instead of talking about them behind the back.
Exactly.
Understood.
Even though we know that Caitlin has some feelings about Christina. She thinks that Christina was slut shaming her and all.
Which still have no idea where that came from.
No. But I definitely think we're going to see some Caitlin Christina drama.
Also, just while we're jumping to the preview, we see that Caitlin seems to be talking about Dean, but was that edited? It felt like that was edited.
It could have been. Okay, so we have to pause, mm-hmm, and we have to talk about this for a second. So we partner before we partner with a company, often they will send us their products so we can decide if we feel like they're a good fit for us. And I'll say this, Evan enjoys the benefits from a lot of our partnerships, like the food boxes or the great stuff for our pup. But this specific product, he was very happy to try out.
Oh, yes. We've talked openly on this podcast about how important it is that you are enjoying the sex, not just going through the motions for a partner. Your enjoyment and ease and satisfaction matter. But a busy day, hormonal changes, or a low libido can make it hard to get things going down there when you need it the most. And the point is, every woman deserves to experience stronger, more frequent orgasms, but sometimes we just need a little boost to elevate us to the next level.
It's time to get a little selfish and take charge of your sex life with that new secret for the bedroom called O-Shot, developed by the awesome female-run team at Omax Health. Yes, female-run team. Thank goodness. The O-Shot is different because most arousal lubricants typically have just one ingredient that will provide a sensory feeling like hot or cold to stimulate arousal. Most are synthetic, have an unpleasant taste or smell, and contain chemicals and additives. Omax O-Shot CBD arousal oil contains 8 natural botanicals that provide sensory tingling and promote multiple physiological effects to increase stimulation, circulation, arousal, lubrication, desire, and overall sexual satisfaction.
Okay, I'm with it.
Oh, yes.
The real secret behind Omax O-Shot is the full spectrum CBD, which can help increase relaxation, circulation, and euphoric sensations. Oh, and a base of organic liquefied coconut oil also helps improve lubrication. Overall, we can both tell you from firsthand, well, more than hand experience, that it dramatically increases sensitivity, it heightens arousal, intensifies orgasms, promotes, improves circulation, increases sexual comfort, easy to apply, no mess, airless pump, and guess what? It's TSA compliant size, so you can be a pleased broad worldwide. Also, I just want to make a note that I am usually very sensitive to lubricants, and I normally don't use them. Tried this out. Loved it.
Love.
My vagina loved it. I loved it.
And I am very similar to you. So when I tried it out, I was a little bit like, oh gosh, here we go. Doing this for the pod. And yeah, it's fantastic.
All the ingredients are natural. It doesn't have anything that I didn't know what it was.
Nothing. Whether you're single or looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, every woman can benefit from a more enjoyable orgasmic experience. Omax's O-Shot comes to the rescue and provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for. And it's 100% safe and natural. Remember, go to omaxhealth.com today and enter code CHATTY to take advantage of this incredible saving. That is omaxhealth.com and enter code CHATTY to get 20% off O-Shot and all other Omax products site-wide.
Yeah, we've been having so much fun with O-Shot. Oh, and speaking of fun, you know what time it is, bras. It is time to talk about
FabFitFun. Love that we always have the same melody. FabFitFun is a, well, I'll say the women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your specific interests, and the 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now. So, Becca and I are going to Kauai in a few days. Yes, we are. Our own paradise. And girl, this box had so many fun things that we can travel with.
Oh my goodness. So many. There's a really cute Kate Spade lunchbox that you could put snacks in. I'll be doing that when I start school in the fall. But you could also do makeup. A perfect little travel train case. Also the straightener I'm excited to try out. I haven't straightened my hair in forever. This is a full-size straightener.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Like a quality one that came in the box. And oh, actually, my favorite thing that's not for travel is the charcuterie board. I got a charcuterie board in mine, and it's really cute.
Yes, you know we're down with charcuterie. Speaking of Bachelor and speaking of Demi.
Oh, and remember, this box retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200.
Use coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box by going to www.fabfitfun.com.
I'm about to stand behind this couch and hold Ruth while doing this.
Do it.
You're watching the YouTube, this will be great.
Okay. We're in full mom mode right now, broads. Doing what we gotta do.
We got it. We're ready. We're good.
Okay.
I forgot that Demi spanked Colton with the charcuterie board. I don't know how I forgot that.
One of my most favorite Bachelor moments of all time. Truly is. So, Caitlin comes in.
Girl's real cute.
The girl's real cute. So I would imagine that I'd be feeling a little panicky at this point. Because like JPJ or someone had stated, everyone is in a couple. Everyone's evened up now. And minus
Blake.
Is it
usually like this? I feel like it's not.
I don't think it's typically like this.
Or maybe it is, but you know, it always gets shaken up inevitably.
Well, and then we have Blake and Christina who are kind of like, I mean, they're not together.
Yeah.
Though she desires it. Of course, Kaylin's like, oh shit, because her twin just walked in.
Oh my God, yeah, I'd be nervous.
So
if Dean likes me, then...
Well, and the fact that she right away pulls Dean.
This poor girl really had it out for her, because how many people did she have to pull aside before someone was sort of single?
I know, and she's just like, again, it's one of those like Onyeka moments where it's like, what's wrong with me? It's like, nothing. It just is how it is in this circumstance. But I was impressed that Dean like shut her down pretty fast.
Well, he knows better at this point. Come on. You think he wants to get pinned for the exact same thing? Like,
that's very
he's
true.
Definitely avoiding
this
it hardcore.
This is his swan song moment. Like this is his redemption song.
Totally. I do think he really likes Kaylin though.
Me too.
I don't mean it like that. But
yeah.
He's not even, I think maybe like, if he hadn't been on that last season, he'd be like, I want to keep an open mind.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. I feel like he would have been down if it would have been last season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I did laugh when he came back to Kaylin right away and was like, we need to talk. She was like,
I know. He got her.
And also, side note, he right away was like, no worries, we're all good, young K. And I'm like, wouldn't she be young C? And then I'm like, oh my God, does Dean not know how her name is spelled? This is a great start to their relationship.
C-A-E.
He calls her K.
Yeah, he calls her young K, like the letter K.
Nobody calls her K on its own, too.
I feel like typically when you say young whatever, it's always like young B, yeah. Not young Beck.
True.
He doesn't know how her name's spelled. He's like, wait, I thought your name was Caitlin.
Oh, my God. Wait,
the whole time.
Oh, dude, you actually have like a great point. I never thought about the fact that like when you're not seeing it on a little subtitle, you don't know how their freaking name is spelled.
No, he does not know how her name is spelled.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Do you think like, remember on Caitlyn's season when there was Sean Booth, do you think she thought his name was spelled like S-E-A-N?
Oh, for sure. You know, the whole time.
You're getting engaged to someone you might not even know how to spell their name.
Well, I always think about like how you probably don't know their last name.
Holy shit.
Right? Like, unless you're like because you don't even know them.
I feel like I've seen an episode where they were like, what's your last name?
I feel like that too. And you even think about it, it's like Luke P. Like,
oh yeah.
Before social media, we just knew P.
She might have known who Luke P was before.
She definitely probably knew who Luke P was.
I know. Yes. Like, did Ari know how to spell my name? Did he think I was B-E-C-C-A?
He for sure thought you were.
No, I think they have it written down though, like for night one stuff.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
But he probably but
I, like,
didn't know
the
your
idea
last name.
That he didn't know that. No, you're right.
And he probably didn't know that your name was actually Rebecca.
Well, of course. Of course he did.
Of course.
No one's named just Becca. I'm sure some people are. Anyway.
Poor Caitlin, like you said, is like going all over the place. Can't find anyone. Dylan is in full koala mode the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So
clinging desperately. He's afraid that Caitlin's gonna ask Hannah G on a date. He's like, no, don't.
Everyone else has. You might as well. So she chooses Blake, and that's when we see that he says that they met at Stagecoach and I died.
That was great.
But nothing apparently happened.
Yes.
So she was the one person. And then they piggyback out, which they then go to a tantric yoga class.
Where do I sign up?
I know. I'm like, excuse me. How come they, come on.
I was watching with my friends and they were like, I want to do that. My married friends.
I was like, give JPJ and Tayshia this date. Oh, I want to see that.
Right? What a waste of a date.
That's what I'm saying. I want that date with someone that I'm going to, like, you know, be losing my mind over.
By the way, guys, if you're more interested in tantric sex, we have a great tantric sex episode with an expert.
We do.
So you can scroll back and listen to
that. It's called Tantric Talk.
Yep.
And also, is it tantric or tantric?
I mean, I think the correct pronunciation is tantra.
Tantric, okay. I didn't know if it was like a tomato-tomato situation.
Well, you know, I think it's depending on what culture you're pronouncing it in. But I think the original language is tantra.
Tantra. All right.
Tantra.
Tantra. Okay. Tantric yoga. Which also not only was a huge bummer for us because it wasn't Tayshia and JPJ, it was a huge bummer for Blake because he was really banking on it being a swing dancing lesson where he could really shine. like, oh my
God. He's like, but is there dancing in yoga?
These producers keep doing me dirty. They're sending other people off on dancing dates and they're just not providing it for me. I have to call in my own mariachi band.
Oh my God. I also have to say that, like, Caitlin, I'm still not seeing what she has to offer in terms of conversation. No. Girl. I'm like, what are you hiding? You gotta have a personality hidden in there somewhere. Come on.
I know. It was pretty blasé. I do have to give Blake a little bit of credit for a second. I was at least happy that he seemed to be learning and immediately told Caitlin everything.
I know.
Like, he didn't just say...
He may have been saving his ass, but
he probably was, but at least he's learning how to at least save his ass.
He's like, let's just get this out of the way, okay, before anyone else tells you.
And he told her...
I slept with, five people here. I met one at Stagecoach, slept with her night one.
And he told
day two
her-
of Stagecoach. He's, naming all the artists they listen to.
Oh,
danced with Christina during the...
During Luke Bryan. Yeah, I don't know country artists. So just Blake Shelton, maybe. I
laid it all out there, and then she was like, I mean, I probably would have been the same way, been like, okay.
I know. She handled it really well. She was super low key about it.
I mean, if you hadn't been there for all the drama, you'd be like, all right, why are you telling me all this?
I would
this?
Have some
you'd
red,
be like, I don't care.
I would have red flags. I would be like, this dude's clearly in a lot of drama and I'm not living for, I love to talk drama with my mans, but I don't like him living the drama.
Oh girl, when he's the only available man on the island, are you kidding me? He is hubby material. See, no red flags at all. No issues. Let's straight to the rose ceremony.
Very true. My God,
bakers cannot be choosers.
Poor Caitlin. Meanwhile,
back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch. I did note this. While they're gone, the boys are having a conversation about Blake saying, hopefully he says, is honest with Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Clay is being just like, I mean, my goodness, could there be a kinder person? He's just like,
Blake is such a sweetheart.
I have high hopes for Blake. He's a good guy. I really hope,
you
know,
whatever. I want to see him fall in love.
Yeah, it's so sweet. And then what I did note is that you see Dean saying that he thinks it's great that Blake is actually recognizing his shortcomings and that that's so important. And I do find it interesting that we had this moment where Dean's confirming, I'm proud of him. I'm glad he's doing this. You know, we'll move forward. Cut to now. Dean has had his conversations on podcasts. He is not pleased with Blake. And he said they were friends and they did have these conversations in Paradise about Blake not dropping, about him not panicking. So you see the moment where you can see that Dean does, to a certain extent, have Blake's back, where he was kind of like, I'm proud of him for recognizing, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So Dean said he shouldn't drop the text, and then now he's disappointed with him for dropping the text.
Yes.
Of course, obviously, they're probably, even engaged, maybe.
Yes, potentially.
I mean, I'm not saying that what Dean's saying is invalid, but I think it's definitely going to change your perspective on the situation quite a lot.
But I will say this, too. In the moment, Dean is now with Caitlin, and a lot of this had to do with Caitlin, and he still supported Blake to a certain extent. He wasn't like, yeah, fuck that guy. I'm just going to take my girl side.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, we do have
they hung before, though, a lot.
Yeah, they were friends.
Yeah.
We do have to say Nick dropped a little bit of tea.
That the texts that Blake released were premeditated. And where did he, what was the deal with that?
When I was looking on, I need to listen to his actual podcast where he talks about it. But when I saw the People article about it, it was really vague. It was basically he said when he went to Jared and Ashley I's wedding, he has confident, hard, confirmed confirmation. And probably where he can't share the people's names, where it was premeditated.
So what, meaning what? That he, before it aired, said he was going to drop it?
I think so. So basically,
I don't see how that's tea. That's of course he's probably been thinking about it and for since they came off of Paradise.
I think if anything, it was just confirmation to what Dean said, where Dean was saying that, I had a conversation with him, and Dean also said numerous people were having conversations with him saying, this is, do not do this, do not do this. So then when he went on and was kind of like, I just feel like I have to, and it kind of seemed like this
in the moment
thing that he had been talking about it for months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he knew that this was coming. That was the point more,
I think. I mean,
is that he wasn't like, oh, maybe they'll play me. You know, he knew that this was going to be a whole thing, which
I mean, I kind of, I kind of assumed that was the situation.
Yeah, I figured. But I guess like, confirmation.
Yeah.
Confirmation.
Okay.
So anyways, back to their date. They, you know, they're making out already in the pool. Mm-hmm. When they did have the talk where Blake did tell her all the tea about what he had been doing, she made some comment where she was like, it's okay, like you can make mistakes, everybody does, blah blah blah. And Blake was like, well, mistakes is kind of like a, and she's like, yeah, it's a negative word. He's like, yeah, it's so not so much. I'm like, okay, just own it, dude. You were so close. Just own it. And then that's when he was saying, he's like, I didn't kill anybody or cheat. Like, I'm ready to forgive myself. You know, I need to move on and forgive me. I've been really hard on me.
He's laughing out loud at this part. I was like, okay. He's like, I've been really hard on myself.
I know. And I did notice though too, during this specific scene when he is saying that he was hard on himself, because again, it does seem like he does have anxiety. So maybe alone he was beating himself up.
Yeah, and he probably thinks of, he's probably one of those people that does like circle the things like over and over again.
Yes, I am an individual with bad anxiety and I ruminate like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. So even if you may not see it on my face all the time, I'm, you know, constantly processing. But I was noticing that when he's talking about how I didn't kill anybody, I didn't cheat, I'm ready to forgive myself, I've been super hard on myself, the music is like this suspicious sounding music.
Oh, absolutely.
In the
even while they were making out, it was like, it was not romantic at all. I totally noticed that too. And I was like,
oh. And I was just like, oh man, if they would have been playing beautiful music behind this when he says, I really need to forgive myself, it really would change the audience's perspective on it. It would have been like, oh, Blake's having a redemption moment. And then I thought about your friends who do the music. And I'm like, how funny to be watching it with no music, but you know they're instructed, like, put sus music here, put beautiful chords here, but they're also watching the episode.
Yeah, they probably get really like quick notes, like,
yeah,
bad guy, good guy, like probably stuff like that. But I don't know, there might be a lot up to creative license. I can get that out of them.
That would be so,
you know, they said something so flattering to me, I have to repeat their compliment because it really made me happy. They said They didn't tell me this. They told Grayson this, and then he told me. Thank you, Grayson. They were like, you know, when someone's basically not that interesting on camera, we like put music behind them. They said like we barely ever had to put music behind Becca because she had so much presence on camera as it was.
Oh my God.
Right? And I was like, I have to rewatch my season because I don't remember this camera presence talk about.
That's maybe the most flattering thing.
Right.
If someone said
you
that
understand.
To me, I would just be
you
like,
understand. That's why I said it, because I was like, that is,
I am interesting.
Life goals achieved.
Yeah, so I don't need background music.
I'm gonna see if I can talk to them and see what what the deal is
of
like how they come up with the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm so curious if the producers give them specific notes.
But you know, there's sometimes where the music is kind of bad guy and you're like, what's happening? You know how I've noticed that in seasons before?
Like, it's maybe like, why is this their person? Own personal opinions. Like, they really don't like him. So they're just like, we're going to screw this guy over.
I don't know. But I've seen some that like don't really have to do with the narrative. And I'm like, wait, why'd they just get sus music?
Interesting.
It's, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so curious to talk to them. All right. Well, we end up now. We have Dylan and Hannah's date. Mm-hmm. So Blake is saying, like, he's obviously watching them leave together. And he said, again, this was a moment that I did have to give Blake a little bit of credit. He says that it's hard to see Hannah smiling and laughing, but I was smiling and laughing earlier with Caitlin. Yeah. Okay, we're having a little bit of self-realization here.
A little awareness.
A little bit. And then Blake started throwing shade at Dylan about being insecure in the relationship. And he was just like, which is an interesting point. He brought up, like, how is that really going to look on the outside? He's like, he seems real clingy and insecure in the relationship. And I started to think about it. Like, Hannah's like Insta famous.
Yes.
She's a Insta model.
Yeah.
Who probably goes out a lot.
Yeah.
And they don't live in the same city. I mean, they're not far. He's San Diego. She's LA. So they could move in together. No problem. But he's pretty clingy, dude.
100%.
To be with someone who's like Insta famous model. Like, she's having to travel all over the place and is getting hit up, I'm sure, by loads of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
He's clearly so anxious. We see paradise. Yes. Yeah. So I wonder what it's going to look like on the outside. I don't know. Maybe Blake has a point. I don't know.
I think he does have a point. I know a lot of people like Dylan. I just keep being like, ooh. got a little growing up to do.
Yeah.
That's what I just keep thinking. It's like, I think he just needs a little more experience. He needs to realize his own self-worth a little more.
Exactly. And then he'll just be a beautiful, glistening diamond.
Yes.
But definitely a guy that, you know, if my daughter came home with him, I'd be like,
sure.
Major approvals.
Yes.
Yes. So when they go on their date, we do start to maybe see a piece.
Unless he said what he said at some point of this date where he was like, I just always keep watching her. He said something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well,
I need to stop.
I don't know if I noticed that. I just noticed who the whole
day. He said some line like, I can just never take my eyes. But it wasn't like I can't take my eyes off her. It was just like, I always just want to watch her. And I'm like,
oh, Lordy.
Okay.
I didn't know. I mean, through the whole episode. And again, I just don't know what's editing.
Yeah.
But like every time they do show them together, he's just telling her how beautiful she is and how in awe he is that they're together.
She's like, I don't really like Dylan, but I like the way Dylan makes me feel about myself.
There definitely could be pieces of that. It's like Dylan's the guy I should be with and he makes me feel good about myself.
I mean, can you resist being with someone who thinks you're literally the greatest person to ever walk the face of the earth?
Oh my God.
I mean, can you resist that?
No, I've definitely like even fallen into that trap before and I ended up staying with a person for too long because he really annoyed me, but yes. he would never stop complimenting me. And I was like, God, he's really annoying.
You're like,
annoying.
I need to break up with him. He's like, you have impeccable style.
And I was like, oh God, he's just like, I can't stop looking into your large almond eyes. And I was like, he noticed that they're almonds. Okay.
He brings me croissants every morning for breakfast and like knows the way I like my coffee. I mean,
he really pays attention to the details. Like, God, he drives me crazy.
Never forgets my peanut allergy. The man just, Ruth is trying to eat
my foot.
She's stroking it right now. She's trying to lick Jess's toes. Okay. Back to the watch. Two on the watch again, girl. Two on your own toes. Okay.
But we do now kind of get a piece of maybe why Dylan is how he is more, which was really sad, where he then talked about his dad getting diagnosed with cancer a couple years ago and said that they were really leaning on his mom, strongest woman he knows.
He's like, so I'm trying to find another mother figure to complete my life.
Oh, no. Sweet baby Dylan.
I really like moms, so I'm wondering if you could be another mom for me.
I'm like, I'll hop on the show for a minute. You're a cutie. Make me feel good. You like moms. Okay. No, but it was, that then when he was talking about the fact that their relationship is like his example and how he probably saw his mom being strong and fighting for the dad and his her and the dad's relationship. And so then he feels like he wants to fight for Hannah and have that. So, you know, this was something that happened like in recent years. So he probably is thinking like, you know, there's a piece where like life is short and I want to find my person.
Yeah.
And that's when he tells her that he's starting to fall in love with her. And we got our first couple who's declared the love. Now she doesn't
She said, I'm all in. And I'm like, okay, A, no, you aren't. B, you just dodged that real hard and it did not go unnoticed by young Dill.
Young Dill definitely noticed it. Our little like, Dill Pickle noticed it.
She may have not admitted she loved me, but...
Yeah. No. And then he says, which was really sweet, that he says, I didn't come to spend the summer with her. He came to spend everything after it with her, which was really sweet. But then also I'm like, oh, so no, he came in with his eye on the prize.
Of course. Like 100%. He's been Instagram stalking her for months.
Do you think he's got a fake account that he's been watching her on?
Stop it.
I mean, she's got way too many followers. She wouldn't even notice if he was stalking everything.
No, she wouldn't, but stop. He probably does and probably like leaves. What if he's been leaving her anonymous comments with his fake account? That's scary.
Oh my God, now we're making him creepy and he is a sweet little Dill Pickle. I love him.
He runs one of those Hannah G fan accounts.
Oh no, stop.
Hannah G forever.
It's
like, here is Hannah shopping with her family. Here is Hannah. Doesn't she look pretty in her shoes? He runs one of those accounts, dude. You think it's like a 14-year-old girl? No, it's Dylan on a trap account. So scary. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Dylan. Dylan, love yourself. You don't need to make fan accounts.
Cool date, though.
Beautiful date, except for the fact...
They always use that place for one.
That... After they're declaring their like quiet moments of well love and then like all inness, that 5,000 Aztec warriors like legit attacked them.
Oh, Jess, I couldn't wait to tell.
Jess, I cannot wait to talk to you about this. Swarmed straight up. They got hundreds. It started like two in the corner blowing a horn, and you're like, okay, cool. It's going to be like, you know, this beautiful. And then another two.
And next thing you know, Dylan and Hannah are fighting for their lives.
Will you sacrifice your life? Do you truly love her? This is the ultimate test.
Sacrifice. I didn't even know. I was watching and I was like, what are they doing? What is happening? They descended upon them like flies to honey.
No, they rushed them so fast, dude. And they're literally like to the point
that producers gave them instructions like, just run at them as fast as you can. Scare the living shit out. Make them think they're in danger.
It's gonna be a bonding experience. Dude, like literally they came so fast that in half of a second you couldn't even see Hannah and Dylan anymore. It was just like a pile of feathers, like a whole pool of feathers. I couldn't even believe it.
Fully enveloped. Oh,
like,
my God.
No, honestly, like it was stunning, but it would have scared the absolute shit out of me.
That got me. Wow, that was really, I haven't had a laugh attack like that in a long time. And yes, they were swallowed by them.
Do you know what? All I could think about is I was just like, damn, ABC is like real stingy. Like, that's a lot of money that they paid. That is a lot of dancers.
Oh my God, for real. What were they doing? Like, what did they do once they got right next to their table?
Dance for the...
I really didn't know what happened, but it was so
just
intense.
Just laid on top of each other? Like, that's literally... There was no room for anyone to do anything else.
I don't know.
Oh.
But it was good.
Oh my God. Just straight up.
Okay, this is a great time to make a transition.
Yeah, honestly, like, my stomach just got, like, the biggest workout ever.
Do you have abs now?
Yeah, you better believe that's an 8-pack from that. Oh, speaking of that, you know, we mentioned earlier that we're going to be taking a trip to Kauai in a few days, and I don't know about you, but I am not a fan of gym hotels. Like, I already feel awkward enough in a normal gym, but the hotel gym, it's so small, so everyone is looking at each other. You're standing awkwardly waiting for machines if it's crowded. And by the way, you know, you end up seeing those people an hour late in your little bikini, and you're having to make weird, awkward, intimate eye contact. Like, oh, we just shared a moment at the gym, but I don't want to act like I know you. So you know what I'll be using when I work out this next week. OpenFit.
Oh, yeah. The perfect traveling gym. OpenFit takes all the complexity out of working out and getting fit, because it's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day if you want. You can view it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or even your Roku. You can work out with amazing trainers like Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. Train with 4-time Tough Mudder champion Hunter McIntyre, or the newest workout, Rough Around the Edges, with 6 of the most badass stunt women in the business. Jess, do you want to do yoga when we get to the hotel with OpenFit?
Oh, yes, I do. Ready? Yes, I do. And I'm going to put like little beautiful plumeria flowers all over my body while
okay,
we do it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to make you use your toes to yoga them off.
Wow, that sounds like somebody's sexual fantasy for sure.
Yes, absolutely. It's mine. Another one of my favorite things about OpenFit is that you can access it anytime you want. Some places only sell classes as a package, and you often have to and you want to make every class. And I don't know if you guys feel this, but I have bought so many packages of workout classes and missed more than half of them pretty much every time. Money lost. Well, OpenFit brings the classes to you. OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And by texting code CHATTY to 303030, that's 303030, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text CHATTY to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit. All the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text Chatty to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. Oh, man. That was a good belly laugh. That was hard for me not to laugh while talking business. So after that horrifying experience.
After that bonding moment in extreme distress.
We're taken back to the paradise.
Seems like the dates go by so fast these days. Like sometimes it seems like they go out to dinner and the next thing you know, they're back. It's really weird.
And they've already broken up and are with somebody else.
How long do you think they stay up each night? I wonder about that too.
I don't know. If I was them, I would stay up every night until like 3 a.m. and be like, I'm sending this thing. This is a few weeks long and I'm living my life.
I would stay up until like 5 a.m. That way I could beat the heat and sleep until 1.
Also, I would have no self-control if there's an open bar.
I would, because I would be afraid of what they were going to catch me doing on camera.
I would maybe think about that.
But we had an open bar during Bachelor, Bachelorette. Different environment.
I feel like, that's the thing. It's a different environment. And also, like, I genuinely do feel like I would be thinking about my edit and everything, but I can't say no to a deal. This shit's for free.
Free. We're going to go hard. Motherfuckers. Yes. All day long.
Been wanting to make out with that Jess chick, but God, her teeth are always so blue.
She's always smelling like jalapenoritas.
Stop. So we see Chris and Katie. I really love both of them, but I feel like we still haven't seen their moment together.
It seems very forced to me.
Yeah, I feel like, I'll say it doesn't seem forced to me.
Not it just, forced, it seems like convenient. Convenient, yeah, just because they're like both there.
And I don't know if it's because they just haven't really given us any conversation. Yeah. Because both of them just seem like amazing people. So yeah. I would imagine that they would be having at least like good conversation, but mm-hmm. I just don't feel like we're seeing it. And then we go to our holy ground, JPJ and Tayshia.
This scene was probably the best thing that happened to me all week. I was practically tearing up because I was so moved to joy and happiness. I was sitting by myself watching this, beaming ear to ear.
Oh, no, that's the exact word I was going to use. I was glowing like it was my wedding day. Straight up.
For real. My heart was just like so full. Yeah, my heart was pregnant with love.
Yeah, JPJ and Tayshia.
100%. I was ready to birth this love.
Oh my God. So
I don't even know what to say.
Everything about it was perfect. Everything about this moment was perfect. JPJ, like, talking about how he feels foolish going off after her at the top because she's so incredible.
Because she's so beautiful.
And then when he is sitting her down, we get kind of a window into a JPJ that we didn't know about the fact that he was like going to get married right after college.
He's totally one of those guys who casually drops something and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And like, he's like, you know, when I was, you know, fighting whatever rogue military when I was in the Peace Corps, exactly. You know, he'll like drop something random like
and
that.
And I love that like we were not hearing this story from him before. Like he's saving it for somebody who he actually
likes. Just his stock story of how his life's been hard.
Exactly. And then he's talking about that people get the wrong impression of him because he's eccentric. He's like, I'm not just a stoner surfer, but I don't wet. Or he's like, I know that I seem like a stoner surfer, but I don't wet my pants when I talk to beautiful women. And he's just like, what the hell does that?
What does that mean? She was like, oh, you don't? And he was like pretty close to it. And I was like, ooh.
Oh my gosh. And they're just cracking up. They're making out. And he's
I love it because they're having such a fun, like goofy thing. But they're so like hot for each other at the same time.
They're all over each other. And he's like, why were you avoiding me?
This is honestly like my favorite kind of interaction. Like they're teasing each other. They're giggling. They can't stop kissing each other. It was just like so fabulous.
It was perfect. And I love that he's organic. Just like, you're avoiding me. And she like calls him out and is like, you were eating tacos and sleeping.
Like,
and
you take 12 naps a day. Yeah.
And then for a second, she's like, wait, are you really mad at me? And he's like, no. And they had like their like little like 2 second
play
moment.
Fight.
Oh my God. I could not.
She just can't stop smiling when she's around him. He can't keep his hands off her. They're can't so... stop talking about how beautiful she
and
is.
And then
when
they jump in the pool together and girl just like lets her hair and makeup soak in her clothes.
She does not. She's so in the moment for him.
So in the moment. And she's like hanging over the side with him afterwards. And everyone's like, JPJ,
and she just can't stop laughing. Meanwhile, he's like throwing up again. But she's just like, it was the best moment ever.
Oh, when he started throwing up again, I'm just dead, of course. The guy has quite a gag reflex.
Right? I'm like, is this something else?
Yes, I've never seen someone throw up from hot sauce. He jumped in the pool. He's puking
gets water
over the
up
side.
His nose. Next thing he knows. Yeah.
But he says that he's starting to fall in love with her, which is like, oh my God, JPJ.
She obviously feels the same.
It seems that
like
way.
He's he's puking and she's just like, this is the best moment of my life.
Oh no, she was like, this isn't like, she was obsessed.
She was like, I don't know what happened, but I loved it.
Oh
like,
my God.
She's just so in the moment. I'm just so happy for her.
Tayshia Paul Jones.
I'm so happy for her. Tayshia. If Derek ruins this, I stan Derek.
This is the problem. I am going to be literally in pieces if Derek is the one to break this up, because especially after this episode,
I will begin a war on Derek.
We will start a war on sweet Derek. We don't care how much we like you. We will start a war, because especially after this episode, I am such a Derek stan.
Those evil producers are going to send someone in to wreck it all. Dude, their relationship is
who,
so Tayshia
and JPJ?
Yes.
Yeah, it's perfect. And Tayshia Paul Jones, I so am happy, so happy for you that you dodged a bullet with Colton and you have received
Blake.
And Blake. Oh my goodness. Two of kind of the same person. Blake and Colton are very same vibes. And then you get
she
JPJ.
She does not deserve that. Like, no wonder we didn't see her fun personality in Colton's season, because Colton brought out like the worst, most boring side of her.
Well, she was just so like blah, because she just didn't have any, no one was giving her anything.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And JPJ is just like the spice of life. He's the burrito to our world. This little the
sauce to our burrito.
That's the better term. The sauce to our burrito.
But I mean, the world without burritos would be, yeah, it's
really
the same
boring
kind of thing. So
really boring, especially if you're from California.
I know.
That's all I eat. Anyways,
he's the avocado to my meals.
Oh yes, the sriracha to everything. So speaking of Derek, we see Demi, and she's like real torn up right
now. Which, you know, I would be too if I planned to bring my girlfriend on the show.
Oh my God. Now, I know she says she didn't, and I know she says she has to say she didn't. It's just part of the deal. So
yeah, what is she gonna say? Me and the producers planned it out?
Of course. And again, I'm super stoked that this is happening, so don't care if they planned it. But I do, like, I firmly believe that she's torn up about this Derek thing, because I firmly believe that they were planning on having Christian.
Yeah.
That's now we know have a name.
It's interesting. She just randomly said that, right? And then
yeah,
it was the first time she's ever
like,
said it.
Christian? What is that? Wait,
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Said that they had, that it seemed like Christian was probably planned to come, but I believe that the Derek thing probably threw her for a loop.
Totally.
Like, I'm gonna go on Paradise.
Yeah, she keeps saying this thing of like, I'm trying to quote explore, and you know, in the back of her head, she's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Right, it's like,
explore.
Of course, like maybe I'll kiss,
I'll find
one
someone
or two
random,
people,
a random guy to Mac with,
and
like,
then
stay
like,
on.
Yeah, it won't work out, but like, I genuinely believe like she's met Derek and it was like, oh,
I think
shit,
so too.
This is somebody who I'm actually really interested in.
It's also hard once you've gotten to know someone up close to do something that could potentially break their heart, because instead
very
of them
true
being this conceptual person, all of a
very
sudden it's
true
like, oh, it's this real person in front of me who's being actually vulnerable, who's expressed their real emotions for me, and what have I gotten myself into?
Right.
It's a really tricky position to be in.
And I don't want to do a spoiler, so if you, and I don't think this is a spoiler, but if you just don't want to hear anything,
sure,
skip ahead 20 seconds. Christian, we know that there is not a female Christian in the Bachelor world. So it's not someone from the Bachelor family. And DJ Agro, Catherine Agro. And I used to follow Catherine, and then I've been following Demi. I said I used to follow Catherine like there's shade. I just wanted to limit my followers. I was missing my friend's posts.
Yeah.
But she was always posting with Demi and a girl named Christian.
Yeah.
So it seems to be one of Catherine
Agro's
friends.
I think I accidentally figured that out too.
Yeah.
I think I was like accidentally clicking around on Demi's page and found it. Yeah. Cause I somehow knew about Christian's account, cause I remember seeing a photo where there's like a photo of them together in like March.
Well, and you know, I'm assuming all the broads have immediately gone and looked in Demi's friends and looked for a Christian. So don't feel
although
like
it's Christian
much
with a K.
Spoiled.
Why can't I say that?
Oh no, we're both doing a spoiler.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll probably end up seeing her maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Or at least the next episode or two.
I think what's going to happen is, this is the part of it that seems kind of planned to me. Because I think she's going to sit down with Chris and be like, I just think, because she's leading it in by saying it must be so much easier for everyone here that can see both people in front of them.
That's exactly what it has to happen.
That's the part that led me to believe that it's like, okay, you got to have a little bit of a plan.
Exactly. And especially because
then
she's
going to sit down with Chris and be like, I just think I really need her here too.
Well, and it seems like they planned it too, because clearly, like, what they send Hannah Brown in to just talk to Demi?
Absolutely. Like, it's not like Hannah's going to bring it up to the producers. Like, you know what? I was talking to Demi and she told me she was bi.
Yeah. That's a big, well, the fact that they showed Hannah and Demi sitting down talking about it. Then Hannah comes back.
That's the dead giveaway. Cameras aren't going to be there for Demi telling Hannah unless
and
there's a whole
And clearly Demi
plot.
Already had told Hannah because we could tell by Hannah's reaction that it seemed like...
It's exactly like when they did the Tia thing on Colton season. It's exactly... Or Colton thing on Becca season with Tia. You know what I'm talking yes. about. They yes. brought Tia in twice just randomly to like be
on the dates.
Yes.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
It turns out they'd been dating before. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Feelings. Yeah. Like, it's a very produced moment.
No, for sure. Yeah. So, speaking of Hannah does walk
That's going to be wild for Christian. Like, let's assume that Demi and Christian are still together. Okay. That's going to be wild to be like...
To watch the
I
Derek
thought this thing. Wasn't going to be like a real little relationship situation.
I know. That's going to be hard. That'll be really hard. So, yeah, Hannah shows up.
Because how confusing if they talked about her coming and then she shows up and then Demi's like, no, but I really kind of have this thing with this guy and this is confusing. I'd be like, oh my bitch, God. What the fuck?
I thought that we had this planned. I thought maybe you'd like, you know, kiss JPJ to give everyone a thrill. Maybe you'd kiss Jordan.
You said it was going to be you and Cam, Demi. So what the fuck is up with this?
What's up with that?
Who's this Derek hunk now that's hanging onto your arm, huh?
With all that gorgeous chest hair. The sexy Jim Halpert. Hannah walks in, and I did die for a second when Mike literally, the eyes sparkled. It's Hannah. And he popped up and nailed his head on the baskets.
Oh, this is like, what, 3 weeks after he got sent home?
Yeah.
Well, and that does seem like you still sort of has feelings.
It definitely, like, I'm sorry. I don't. Oh, Bubba.
Angry.
I don't think Mike's that good of an actor to put that on. Like, that was definitely like.
That was a real moment.
Yeah. He literally, like, to the point where, like, he nailed himself in the head popping up to see her. Totally. And he's probably thinking, like, is she coming back to see me? Like, what a horrible moment when you realize that she's...
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, he's probably thinking, oh, my God, it didn't work out with Kaylin, and now here I am, and, you know, I'm talking to Sydney, but, you know, it doesn't seem like that's...
She's not exactly the love of my life.
Yeah, exactly. And now all of a sudden, Hannah pops in. But she does talk to Demi, and while she's talking to Demi, I continue to stan Derek harder and harder because he talks about that he's nervous with her talking to Hannah, which was interesting to me that Derek was super nervous about. He's like, there's a girl coming in for my girl.
I didn't even think about that angle. Maybe Derek thought Hannah was.
Listen, if we didn't see Demi mention the name
would
Christian,
we think
and all of a sudden Hannah rolled in, I was like, it's my moment. They're finally going to declare their love.
Girl,
I was so like, but then
you're right. I was already.
Yeah. But I had already heard the Christian thing. Totally. So it was whatever. But Derek didn't know that. So clearly the chemistry is for all to see. Everybody feels it. Derek was saying that, like, he's talking about how brave it is for Demi. Like, he totally can't imagine being in her situation. Mm-hmm. He's just being really amazing with everything. He's like, what she's dealing with is way bigger than paradise. Like, he's just super understanding. And also, he doesn't think that anyone else knows. He thinks it's only him that knows. He goes, right. No one else. She only talked to me. Or he
it's like,
made
oh,
a
you mean
like
all
that.
Her girlfriends that
you
are here don't have any idea what's going on? No.
Okay. Demi and Hannah have their little moment. And Hannah does seem genuinely surprised when Demi says that she's told her parents. Hannah's like, oh my God, really? You told them? Like, she actually.
Yeah.
It seemed like, you know, that they didn't. She didn't know that. So Demi then says that Derek deserves to know how serious her relationship with Christian is.
It's interesting arc after that first awkward conversation with Hannah, no?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's probably because it wasn't the first time they had the conversation.
Yeah, now looking back at it, like, Hannah's weirdness with it was probably her being like, we're having this conversation again, and she's probably not a great actress. So she's just like, we have to have this re-conversation. Like, I'm hearing for the first time that one of my best friends is fluid. And I have to act like I don't know, you know, because like,
after we made out in the hot tub at the mansion.
Stop. You're killing me. It's
I've been
too much.
Known.
It It's too much for my heart. So then we have Demi and Derek sitting down together, and she tells him that she downplayed her girl back home, and she still has a lot of feelings for her, but she still has feelings for him, so she's feeling super confused. And he, again, round two, handles it like a champion. Says it's tough for him to hear that she downplayed the feelings, but it's okay that she doesn't know how she feels and that he's not going to give up. And he wants her in his life, and they kiss, and it's an actually a very beautiful scene, and the maturity is just through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he then also says this, and I'm like, these are just some wise words. He says the best thing that he can do is just be a reminder to her every day why she likes him. That's all he can do. And I'm like, dude.
Isn't that very similar to what Blake said?
When?
A reminder every day of why she likes him?
What do you mean?
Didn't Blake say the... It's just funny. Like, similar phrasing of lines. Like, I'm going to remind her why she had a crush. I remember why she had a crush on me.
Oh,
I know it's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, but
I know.
Blake's just like, I just want to remind you why you had a crush on me.
No.
Versus, like, Derek being like, I want to just... All I can do is kind of stand back and be like, this is why... Like, let's remind you...
I know it's not the same thing. It's just kind of funny that it's two of the same, like, very similar phrasing in one episode. I feel like I've never heard anyone really say that. I guess that's why I thought it was funny.
Oh, the, like, remind why the remind.
They like me, or why, like, I've never said anything like that. That's why I think it's funny.
I think it's just,
I don't think it's weird for Derek to say that.
No, I think that it's him just kind of being like, it's him. I think that's him saying, like, I'm going to take a back seat and not, like, maybe be aggressive with this whole thing. Like, I'm just going to, all I can do is kind of just be a presence and like daily remind her, like, this is why you me and totally. Not be Mr. Like, you will love me.
No, I totally get that.
You know,
I just think it's a funny, it's a still an odd thing to say.
Yeah, it's a strange turn of phrase.
Like, you said that about Evan, like, I'm going to remind him why he married me.
I mean, I say that all the time.
I say that every time before we have sex.
Every time I make a huge mistake. Every time I burn through our bank account like nobody's business.
I'm going to remind him why he put a ring on it in the first place. Sweetie, I've cooked dinner for you.
Girl, who are you talking about?
I know. When I said that, I was like, you don't really cook.
Okay, so also, I did want to make a quick note of this, and just God bless Tayshia. Maybe it's just the editing, but I did notice this. We see Tayshia talking to producers about Demi, and basically kind of just says she's struggling with how she doesn't know, like, how to feel and all of her emotions. And she seems to me to specifically not say that she's struggling between Christian and Derek. And even though the cameras were there when Tayshia and Demi had that conversation, part of me is like, is this girl just a badass friend who's, like, not going to directly say it again and just kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm just getting such good vibes from Tayshia that I'm, like, now noticing these little, like,
Tayshia,
there's some,
like,
respect happening.
Tayshia seems like she's a really good friend.
There's some respect.
She's someone I would want to have in my corner for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I didn't go on the other side of the couch now.
So then, yeah, we see that Demi's going to talk to Chris Harrison. Everyone is like, is she leaving? And we're like, no, she's going to ask to bring Christian in.
Chris is going to do the fake thing where he's like, wow, well, we've never done this on the show before. Would this help you, Demi?
Now, the question is Christian fluid as well, or does she just date women? Because I'm wondering, like, what a crazy twist if Christian shows up and is interested in another man, another available man.
What if she's also interested in Derek?
Or what if she just likes Blake per everyone else?
Christian comes into the date card. She's like, Blake, can we talk for a second?
For sure. No, for
sure.
I
normally don't swing that way.
No, for sure. Christian is just going to be like, I'm going to have to go with Hannah G on this one. Oh, my God. Here we go again. My goodness.
Stop. Oh, my God.
So, yes, tomorrow night, as we discussed, I think we hit everything. We see Dean maybe flirting. We also see Derek crying at the end. So I'm wondering, like, does she end it with Derek before Christian comes in, or what's going to happen?
For the poor man's sake.
Yeah. And then, of course, we wrap up.
You know what they're going to do? This is what's going to happen. Calling it now. She's gonna end it with him either right before or after Christian gets there. Derek's then gonna receive a date card. Derek may take Tayshia on a date. That would be a pretty shit move if he did that.
Stop. I mean, but who else? I mean, I guess Caitlin is the only single girl.
Or whoever new comes.
Christina, he could take on a date.
Katie.
Well, Katie's with Chris.
Yeah, but assuming that Chris goes on the date with...
True.
He's going to have options. Point being, I'm like, okay, how did Derek and JPJ get to fighting? This is what I'm trying to sort out. I'm trying to jump ahead here.
Maybe they also, production made us think like JPJ and Derek were fighting. Oh, no, he said Tayshia. He brings up Tayshia. Dang it. Oh, yeah. I'm so angry by this.
I'm going to be really like I said, I'm going to be real disappointed in Derek if he decides to take our girl on a date. But if she
even
says
though I
yes.
don't, even though let's be honest, I do not blame him because we just adore her. So I don't blame him for adoring her.
I know.
And then I do have to say this before we wrap. We see at the very end of the episode, at like when the credits are rolling, that there are orca whales coming out of the water and everyone's like freaking out. Like, yeah. Oh my God, it's an orca whale. And I am horrified watching because all I can think about is that I was in the Puerto Vallarta seas around the same time they were filming Paradise. And I was all up in that water and nobody told me that there were killer whales floating around.
That were about to drag you down to your death.
Yeah, and especially...
I mean, have you seen Blackfish?
Yeah, well, and especially, like, absolutely. And also, I don't know if I've discussed the fact that my grandma's gynecologist was eaten by a killer whale.
I'm sorry. Grandma's gynecologist. Secondly... I'm sorry.
Yes. So
this is not a real story.
I swear to God. Unless, no. No, I ended up confirming it. No. So
I found the public records and then found the death certificate. Yes.
Many a year ago. No, but numerous years ago, my grandma like came over and was like really upset because she had this gynecologist for years, which already is just a strange way to start a story is about my grandma's gynecologist. But you know. We all need it. So
if you don't have a gynecologist, you should have one.
You should have one. Apparently, she just loved him, and he was fantastic. And he went on some, like, fishing trip to, I don't know if it was Alaska or something. He was, like, some mega deep-sea fisher adventure guy. And he
What is
was,
this, Moby Dick? What are we?
It seems so. Moby Dick, sir. You're a gynecologist. Stay away from the dick. no, he apparently was thrown, like it got really stormy and he got thrown off the boat and a killer whale.
That's not fucking real.
I don't remember how I confirmed it, but
what if
I'm
he
like
just
99.
Fell off the ship and they like assume he got eaten.
They like gave
whale.
Him this like crazy ending to make it seem even crazy, which is falling off a ship and dying is insane. Anyways,
what a horrible way to
a
die.
Horrible way to die. But I remember at some point, like, reading, like, looking it up and reading, and I'm, like, 99.9% I confirmed it. And then I brought it up again, like, a year ago, and I was like, Nana, remember when your gynecologist got swallowed by or eaten by a whale? And she was like, oh, yes, Jessica, it was very terrible.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, let it be known if there are... killer whales in your water, like put signs on the beaches, please. My goodness, those killer whales were not far offshore. That's all I have to say.
Seriously.
Anyways, back to your regularly scheduled Bachelor Paradise programming.
See you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Hopefully they live.
Oh my God, bye.
Chat soon, bros.